In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.
Today, in the service of chrismation, we prayed, of course, that our newly illumined would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you read some of Father Lejolet's commentaries on Pentecost or at various times, of course, we know that in the New Testament, when the gift of the Holy Spirit was given, it was always given in very dramatic ways. And that particular priest, monk of the Eastern Church, said, well, we essentially don't expect it to fall on people the way it fell on them in the New Testament. We don't, nowadays, the miracles, the experiences that people had within the New Testament church of not only speaking in tongues, of translating, of preaching the gospel, that dramatic wind that came down from heaven, that these were indeed signs that can happen in any time, but they were signs that were specifically needed to happen when they happened in the New Testament for the beginning and the spread of the gospel. But what is it that we expect then to happen with our newly illumined? Well, we certainly, and I've told them this before they were illumined, that they could expect the possibility of their sins being forgiven, which was part of the service, but also that they should just be open to whatever God had for them. That for some people in our parish, and this is always surprising as a priest, for some people there is great healing in the sacrament of baptism and chrismation. On the other side of it, I've told you of a man in prison who I used to visit who every time he received communion would pull me aside and in tears explain to me the drama of his experience of communion and what it meant to him to take the body and blood of Christ within him. So we say that with these particular newly illumined, that at least we have planted some sort of spark, a flame within their hearts and within their souls, the gift of the grace of the Holy Spirit, and that hopefully in some way there's an experience of healing, an experience of being strengthened, an experience also, of course, that you guys will be tempted, because along with the gifts of the grace of God, we also enter into the temptation, as we saw immediately after Jesus is baptized and the Spirit comes upon him, he is driven into the wilderness. And so you can expect also amongst the positive things to be tempted by the devil. What do we want in the end, though? We plant this seed of the fire, of the grace of the Holy Spirit. What is it that a Christian is supposed to grow into? I mean, when we have children, we usually, most parents I know of, think of some plan for the future of their child. They would like them to go to school, you know, elementary school. They would like them to do certain sports, possibly, learn certain instruments, whatever it is, to eventually make money and have a career, to maybe be self-sustaining, to eventually possibly even have their own families. These are the common dreams and aspirations we have for children. What are our common dreams and aspirations for spiritual children? Well, it's going to... if I say anything critical, it's because I'm sick. It might sound a little critical, but within the modern church, we often don't have expectations of our children. Not very much. It becomes very reductionistic. What do we expect for a newly illumined convert to the Orthodox faith? Well, we're really happy if they come to church. We're really happy if they remember what they were taught and try to practice and come to confession regularly and do all those things they were taught and hopefully try to pray. But what's expected ultimately with this seed that's been planted in your life of the gift of the grace of the Holy Spirit is that you grow it, that you build upon it. In today's epistle, the Apostle Paul mentions something about the equipping of the saints for ministry. Now, one of the reasons people come to our community, or one of the reasons they should come, is not just to check the list that they have come, or not at some sort of duty-bound sort of way, but to come here to be equipped, to take the gift that they've been given, and to somehow pour themselves out by the grace of the Holy Spirit into the lives of the church itself and into the lives of the world. So Paul says that some were given as apostles, some as prophets. Wouldn't it be something if that seed we had planted, we expected prophecy? Wouldn't it be something if the seed we planted today by the grace of the Holy Spirit turned into an evangelist, which we desperately need? Wouldn't it be something if the seed that we planted was another teacher, someone who was there to equip the people around him and to teach Christians to be more devout and more healed? What if that seed was simply hospitality, someone willing to open their heart to others and be generous with their time, with their ears, with what they do within the world? The hope of the planting of the seed is that through the exercise of the faith, it will grow into maturity, and then the Christian will offer the gifts of grace back to the community, and not just the community, but ultimately in the world, in ministering to those who are outside of the community. Christian maturity, which is sadly in our time, and this isn't just a personal criticism of our parish, but in our time, is often lacking. And it's because we've adopted a reductionistic model, almost as I think in the church as a volunteer organization, and in business, you know, we can expect results, we can fire people, we can get things done, we rally people up, and we create a business culture. In the church, we have volunteers, and we find ourselves often saying, well, you get what you pay for. And you don't pay for volunteers. And so anything that you give here is voluntary. Any ministering you do is voluntary. And some and many people do it. But the key is that as Christians, all of us are called to it. All of us are called to spiritual investment in the community of the church, in the community of Christ. And to challenge ourselves to, first of all, find the flicker of the flame that has been planted within us, and then in finding that flame, to pray that God would build it up so that we become rivers of flowing water. We don't want to have a culture of scarcity within a faith that promises a holistic salvation and promises a healing of soul and body and a total transformation of life. The last thing that we want is a bunch of people who just want to go to church and do whatever the minimal thing is. We're not a minimalist faith. We're not a minimalist faith. So the challenge for you, newly illumined, is not to lose your zeal. Do not lose your zeal when you see the Christians, other Orthodox or others around you who may have lost theirs. Do not lose your zeal for finding ministry. Keep searching. Keep being educated. Keep praying. Keep building until something comes so that you can make yourself useful in the body of Christ. Ask God to give you the gifts daily. You started your journey with the forgiveness of sins, a little seed being planted. Your diligence, God's grace, the gift of grace will be ultimately what builds that into a temple. And that's what we're all called to be, temples of the Holy Spirit. May God bless us each to find our usefulness in the body of Christ, to find our own ministries, and to realize if we haven't that we might want to be educated and be equipped. You know, never be afraid to ask to be taught if you want to learn something. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.